Lion's Share, a Somali folk tale retold by Saeed Salah Ahmed, illustrated by Kelly Dobry. Author's note: The Lion's Share is one of the most widely known animal fables throughout Somalia. It is told for entertainment, but also for its wisdom about the misuse of power. At different times in history, the folk tale was retold in poems, songs, and other prose. The phrase "the lion's share" can be used positively in everyday Somali language to mean that someone has done more than expected. It can also be used negatively to mean that someone has taken more than a fair share. Different versions of this story and this phrase can be found in many folklore traditions around the world. A story. It's time for a story. What luck on such a bright day. The beasts of prey were hunting together in the forests of Somalia. Late in the afternoon, they found a big fat camel. The beasts attacked, and chasing the camel away from the rest of the herd, they caught it and killed it. Then, together they dragged the camel's body under a shady acacia tree at the dry riverbed. Gathering around their kill, each of them waited patiently for a bite. In spite of their hunger, none dared to touch the meat without the lion's permission. The lion roared, raising his bushy mane to warn the animals not to eat before he gave his approval. All were silent. Picking the eldest of the hyenas, the lion ordered, "You, Ali with the short leg, you suggest the best way of dividing the meat among the clan." The hyena moved forward. "Yes, my lord," he thought for a moment and said, "Of the whole camel, half and half, half is for our king." He cleared his throat and said, "And the other half is for the rest of us to divide fairly among us." The mighty lion suddenly jumped at the old hyena and slapped his face. The hyena's eye fell out of its socket. He limped away in disgrace, and the rest of the hyenas followed him. The lion roared again and said, "You see, Ali the hyena did not know the proper way of dividing the meat among us." He glared at the other animals and finally pointed to the fox. "You there, the lady fox, let's see if you do better than that unwise hyena in dividing the meat." The fox crawled forward with fear and looked at the rest of the frightened beasts. She bowed before the king and whispered, "Very well. half and half. Half of the camel meat will go to our great king, and the other half?" She paused as the lion interrupted her with a fierce look. But the fox quickly continued, "Of the other half, quarter and quarter. One quarter is also for our noble king. Of the other quarter, 1/8 and 1/8. 1/8 is for the beloved king. Of the other 1/8, 1/16. Before the fox finished her statement, the lion broke out in laughter, and all the other animals pretended to join the laughter to please him. 1/16 is for me too, he declared. Then the lion continued, "Wonderful, Lady Fox. Who taught you this barbar way of dividing the meat?" The fox smiled, bowed before the king, and replied, "Your Majesty, I have learned my lesson from the eye that is hanging from the hyena's cheek." The beasts groaned in low voices and now understood the real meaning of the lion's share. The lion pulled away his huge share into his den. The rest of the animals competed for the leftovers. Although they all worked in hunting the camel, most of them got very little to eat and were still hungry. They left with grief and spread out in the forest, chanting, "The lion's share is not fair. The lion's share is not fair."